Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the automatic sucking sex doll for men, Zamalia male masturbator toys with app control, 5 suction and vibration, realistic silicone female butt vagina torso for men masturbation, 10 by 6.6 by 9.2 inch, 11 pound from Zamalia. So I'm very excited to talk about this toy. This toy is bridging the gap between a sex doll and a sex toy. So sex toys, usually they do things. They spin, they tighten, they vibrate, they do things beyond just a hole. Like if you have a fleshlight, that's just a pocket pussy and a plastic sleeve, that's fine. But usually when you have like higher end sex toys, they do things beyond just provide a hole for you to thrust into. And if you want a hole to thrust into, dolls are perfect. They have all the holes you need. But the thing about toys is they can simulate the act better than a doll. Like a doll you can thrust into, no problem. But if you want like the simulation of a girl who does Kegels, who like makes your pussy tight, or if you want the simulation of, you know, a girl jerking you off, going up and down your dick, as opposed to you doing it yourself, or, you know, something like that, you need a toy that does those things mechanically. And so this toy from Zamalia is, it simulates that, it bridges the gap. So before we talk about the toy, there's a lot to talk about. This is gonna be kind of an in-depth review, but trust me, it's worth it. So first things first, the actual doggy style ass, as you can see, it has 2 sides. So it's appropriate for missionary or doggy style. There's no legs, so if you want to kind of angle this up, you'll have to put this under a pillow or something, but that shouldn't be a problem. The only downside is there's no butthole. So because there's a toy inside here, they had to make some sacrifices. So there's no butthole. Just fuck her pussy. I mean, it's right there. Like it's 1 inch apart. Now they do have a little butthole divot, but you can't do anything with it. It's just for show. It's just for show. Now the actual detailing and the texture of itself is fine. Again, this feels like a normal doll. If this was a normal piece of TPE, it says it's silicone, but it's TPE. If this is a normal piece of TPE and it's just a normal doggy style ass, which I've reviewed several of them in the past, it'd be a good deal. A little bit expensive. It retails at $139, which is a little expensive, but you know, I've reviewed these before. They're a good product. I recommend them. They pair well with an anime body pillow. But here's what sets this toy apart. At the top, there's a hole and there's a button. And what I really like about this, maybe this is hard to come out. Can I shade this? Okay, so this has a suction toy in it. The little holes are the vents for the suction, and that giant circle in the middle is the button. So you don't have to worry about multiple buttons. It's a very easy to hit button. So you just hit it once, or you turn it on rather. All right? And there's an app to control it. We'll talk about that later. But you can just hit it. You can control it manually by just turning it on. So you can hear it has you can hear the vibrator. The vibrator is kind of like boop, 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 boop. And then you can hear the suction. And let me turn this up. You can actually see the vagina reacting. Look, you can see it right now. Look at it. Look at it. You can see it. Oh, I mean, hold on. Look at that. I'm not doing that. That's the toy doing that. So let me just lay this down. Look, so you can see, I'm not doing this. Look, here's my hands. I'm not touching it. See it tightening? See it opening and closing? See, I'm not touching it. I'm not doing that. It's like a Ouija board. The spirits have taken over. What is your message, oh spirits? So, I mean, that is great. I'm just holding the butt cheeks, by the way, just so you can see. That is, so, I mean, you get the picture, right? And there's other settings for this. You get the picture. That's what it does. So it has suction. Now, if you don't know how the suction works, it's not like it sucks your dick into it. It causes the insert to tighten. So you get this tightening, pulling action. So your dick will get sucked in, the pussy will get tight. It's like a girl doing Kegels, and it feels awesome. And now, I've reviewed plenty of toys that did the same thing, but when you're using a toy that looks and feels like a real woman, it just feels so much better than if you're using a toy that looks like a Pringles can. So it has a vibrator and it has the suction. Now you're probably thinking, well, I mean, how do you get the toy out? How do you clean it? Like, this looks like a nightmare. It's really not that hard. So the toy, again, is right here at the top. So what you do to clean it is you open it up like so, and you pull the entire toy out in one piece. So maybe kind of hard with the gloves, but we'll get this. If I could do this with the gloves, anyone can do it. So it doesn't want to give it up. You kind of have to like fight to get the air, but there you go. All right, so that's, here's the toy. Let me show you the toy. Jesus, why is the light so bad? It's one piece. That's the vibrator at the bottom. It's attached, it's not wired. So the vibrator is attached to the inside of the toy, and all the suction and everything is handled right here. And this is hard plastic. So it's hard plastic, and that's the charge port. It comes with this. This is the USB charge cable. This is how you charge it. There's no reason to clean this though. Like, cause your penis, your cum, your lube will never actually get into this toy. The way it interacts with the toy is through the insert, which is built into the torso. This is gonna be kind of hard to see. Let me see how this comes across on camera. Okay. Let me see. See that? So you could see the insert down into the hole. The insert is, it goes into the toy, and that's how it works. So the insert, the actual texture of this vagina, is basically built into the torso, and there's basically an internal chamber, and then the insert itself is attached inside the chamber, and you push this down into it like this, and it fits directly in. And then this lip goes over it and it holds it in place. And then you turn on the suction, it'll suck the insert right into it. And it's surprisingly easy to take out and clean. Now, cleaning, this is actually an unexpected bonus, but there's more to talk about. So here's the problem with these doggy style toys, is they can't be cleaned easily because they have a fixed vagina. So there's no removable vagina that you can just reach in and pull out and clean. So you have to use one of these drying rods, which it comes with, by the way. It comes with a drying rod, all right? So it comes with a drying rod. It also comes with a premium, these usually sell for like $20. This is a sex doll, sex toy irrigator. And what it is, it's real simple. It comes in two parts. You can unscrew this. You fill this up with water. Make sure you see it. You fill this up with water. This has a penis shaped or finger shaped kind of thing. And it's just rubber, it's flexible rubber. It has holes at the ends. And you just stick this up the toy and you squeeze it and it squirts water up it, and it allows you to kind of irrigate the toy to make sure you get all the lube and the cum out of it. And then you take your drying rod, which is like, it's just a sponge. It's a spongy type of a drying rod. You stick this up there and it dries out the moisture. Here's the best part. So normally with a doggy style ass type of toy, that's how you would clean it. You'd have to irrigate it. You'd have to suck all the moisture out, and you'd have to put a drying rod in there. And even then, it's gonna start to smell. It's gonna start to develop kind of maybe molding issues after a year or two. Because you can take literally this whole part out, and because the insert is accessible, you can actually clean this the traditional way and turn the inside out by basically prolapsing the vagina. So this is going to scar you. This is, you know, warning. What you're about to see is going to haunt your nightmares for the rest of your life. So if you don't want to see this shit, if you don't want to be traumatized for the rest of your life, turn away now. There's no going back after you see what I'm about to do. All right, are you prepared? Everybody ready for this aliens reenactment? So here we go. Blah. Blah. Look at this. This is Now, this isn't pretty. This is some nightmare-inducing shit. But as you can see, if I can get it all on camera, I have... Again, you were warned. I warned you that this would traumatize you and that you would see this in your nightmares. So I have inverted the vagina. We now have a prolapsed vagina. And what this does is this reverses the insert. So now you can wash, clean, and dry the insert without having to use the drying rod, without having to use the irrigator. You can just prolapse it like this by sticking your hand down the front of it and just basically pushing the insert inside out, and you can clean it off that way. It's disgusting. Like, imagine. I want you to imagine, like, you meet, like, the girl of your dreams. You're making out. You go back to her place. You're taking your clothes off. And then right as you're about to go to town, her vagina prolapses. And this tentacle comes out of her vagina. That's something out of, the worst hentai ever. Like, just prolapsed vagina tentacle attack. Like grabs your dick and pulls you inside, and just blood squirts everywhere like a B-horror movie. So yeah, you know, congratulations that you're going to see this in your nightmares. You're going to see this. This is going to be the last thing you see before you die, is this prolapsed vagina tentacle. Anyway, so, and are you done? Have we gotten our full, you've drunk it in, you're ready. So, all right, now, once you've cleaned it, dried it, you're ready to put it back. You just, you know, push the top in, grab it with your hand, and then just take your hand out. Okay, so as you can see, the vagina is back in its normal shape. So how do we get this toy back in to it? So the same kind of process. You just kind of want to open it up, take the toy, stick it in. This is actually fairly easy because the suction works with you. You can basically suck the insert directly into it, but it usually goes in pretty easily. And there you go. All right. And if the insert isn't, you can see it's kind of bunched up. Like, the insert didn't go into the toy. It's kind of bunched up there. But as soon as you turn it on, it's going to suck it right in. There you go. Just like that. So, and then it's right back to the tightening stuff. See how easy that was? But it gets even better. So the other thing, so not only are you getting a doggy style ass, not only does it have a suction vibrating function, not only are you getting a free irrigator and a drying rod that you really don't even need, since you could prolapse the vagina and turn it into a weird hentai tentacle monster, you can also control it with an app. Okay, so when you first start the app, so the app is called the Vacom app, Explore Your Limits. All you got to do to activate the app and to have it pair is just turn it on. So you turn it on, and so the light comes on, it'll automatically pair. That's it. That's all you got to do. Oh, and it paired. See how easy that was? It's super easy. So you download the app, it's called Svacom, and then you just pair it by turning the toy on. And that's it. You can also do this remote mode. So if you want somebody to control your sex toy, like maybe you have a sweetie somewhere else and you're having fun through the internet, you can control each other's sex toys using this app. I think I reviewed another toy back in the day that was a remote control bullet vibrator. You know, like they do this with VTubers, like Project Melody has like a remote controlled thing that can be controlled with the app. Same difference, except this one's not a vibrator. Well, it is. It has a vibrator in it. You know what I mean. All right. So here's how you control it. Well, let me use a stylus. It might be easier. So you can control the suction modes. You know, it was a lot longer. You can see it. Or you can control the vibrations. And then you also have the preset modes. So you can click on the different modes. So isn't that cool? Look at that. So that is just too awesome. Look at that. I mean, just drink it in. All right. That's enough of that.
Okay, so this is how the Zamalia, basically sex robot butt, works with a body pillow. It's not quite, it's a little bit bigger than anime body pillow size, but not quite life size. It's kind of in the middle. It's smaller and skinnier than, let's say, Celestina, who's life size, but it doesn't fit the proportion of the anime body pillow one for one. I think that's a good thing. I think when you have a toy which fits the anime body pillow proportions one for one, it's a little bit too small. It feels a little weird. So I'm not into that. But, you know, obviously a life-sized, you know, ass is going to be pretty expensive. So this is a good compromise. It still doesn't look out of place. It doesn't look weird when paired with an anime body pillow. So if you have an anime body pillow, this is a no-brainer, because you're going to get an actual sucking, vibrating, you know, vagina and ass. Well, you can't put it in the ass, but you can do her doggy style. You can flip her over and do her doggy style, but you can only fuck the vagina. So if you're into ass play, that's the only downside to this toy. But it does pair with the body pillow very well. So if you have an anime body pillow waifu, you should think about getting this. Just to show off the doggy style, I just curled the body pillow up over itself. You could obviously use a separate cushion for this. As you can see, it's not really in like the proper where the butt pops up into doggy style. So you're gonna have to kind of prop it up at kind of a somewhat unnatural angle, but it can work. It can work. If you want doggy style, if you have a doggy style body pillow where the anime girl on the pillow is in the doggy style position, this can work. You're just gonna have to use a pillow to kind of prop it up in the proper position. So for that certain angle, because it's basically for missionary, but it does have a butt. If you can grab onto those butt cheeks while you're doing her. But if you want doggy style, you can do that too. You're just going to need another cushion, or you need to fold the anime body pillow up over itself like I have. So it is possible, but the butthole itself is not fuckable. That's the only downside.
All right, so you don't need the app to control the toy. You can control with the button on the top, but if you can't reach the button because of your setup, you can use the app. I wasn't even expecting that. So, I mean, okay, let's talk about it. Price. This is normally $160, and I would say that's definitely worth it. So the toy that I previously crowned the most realistic sex toy I've ever reviewed was the Leighton Future. But this blows it away. This is now the new king of realistic sex toys. It's not a full doll, obviously, but this will pair well with a body pillow. I'll show you that in a moment. But it's obviously realistic. You can grab her by her hips and you can thrust into her pussy and it tightens and it vibrates. I mean, obviously a woman's pussy doesn't vibrate. You could turn that off. You could just have the suction turn on and it's great. And it's easy to clean. It's actually easier to clean because you can prolapse the vagina than your typical, you know, doggy style ass toy. So it's easier to clean. And they give you this irrigator and this drying rod, which is normally like $20. So if you take the price of the irrigator and the drying rod off the price of the toy, because they're basically bonuses, this is right now, it's on sale for $138. So you take off $20, you're now down to $118. Well, I have a 10% off coupon code, and that's going to knock off another $10 or so. So you're talking about $100. Now, $100 is about what you'll pay for just a normal doggy-style ass that doesn't have a toy built in, that can't be controlled with an app, that isn't easily cleaned. So this is a no-brainer toy, especially if you have an anime body pillow and you need a toy like this to pair with it, because this is a no-shit sex robot. It actually sucks and vibrates. It actually does things beyond just a piece of plastic that you thrust into. So, yeah, this is the best, most realistic toy I've ever used. You know, even a doll, as you know, you get the full experience, but the doll can't tighten, the doll can't suck, the doll can't vibrate unless you like modify the doll in some way. So I love this toy, and I'm really hoping this is the beginning. I'm hoping that this is a success and that other toy manufacturers kind of bridge that divide between toy and doll, and we get more toys like this, and maybe someday, like, basically, you know, what I'm picturing is you have a sex doll, right? And there'll be like a pocket, a flap on the back. You know, like old style PJs that have like the butt flap. So imagine your waifu has like a flap in her lower back, and you open up that flap, you could reach down into the doll and you can put a toy in her like this. So instead of having the, you know, everything just be solid, have it to where you could reach down into the flap and you could put a sucking vibrating toy into a sex doll. You know, like we have the doll insertable spinning robot pussy from Revy Innovations, but imagine all kinds of different toys being built into a doll or being able to be inserted easily into a doll. And that would really take things to the next level. So I'm really excited for this new kind of evolution of sex toys. So if you want to get on the ground floor, if you have an anime body pillow waifu and you want a sex robot for it, that'll basically tighten and suck and vibrate, and you can control it with an app and it's easy to clean, then get this. Get this, hands down, strongest recommend possible. It's fairly priced. I mean, I think, based on the fact that the Leet in Future was the previous, you know, best toy, the Leet in Future was more than $200. So the Leet in Future was $200. This is better than the Leet in Future. And it's only $138 plus a 10% off coupon code. Plus you get an irrigator and a drying rod, which you didn't get with the other toys. So great, great price, great value, great realism, easy to clean. goes above and beyond other dolls, like, because it has a built-in sex toy. Sadly, the only thing I would love, this can't be used with a spinning robot pussy unless you basically cut the insert off, which you can do if you want. You could remove the toy, cut the insert off to where it's just a hole, and you could put a spinning robot pussy into the doll and you could use it that way. But that's, you know, that's a one-way street. Once you go down, once you do that, once you cut the insert off, there's no going back. So, but you can do that. Anyway, great toy. Fantastic. 10 out of 10. Fairly priced. I have a coupon. It's good for a month. After 1 month, coupon code won't work anymore. It's over. It's already 13% off and the coupon code on top of that. If you wait and the price goes up and the coupon code expires, you're SOL. Can't help you. So, yes. Fantastic. That's it. Thank you, Zamalia. Amazing. Great toy. Love it. Get it. Very excited. I'm actually going to go through and probably get rid of some doggy style asses that I honestly won't need anymore because this is going to replace it. So thank you, Zamalia, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, save 10%. It's good for 1 month. After 1 month, it'll expire. Won't work anymore. So jump on that shit before that happens. This is Turtle Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.